from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the Justice Department on Friday disclosed an Iranian murder-for-hire plot to kill Donald Trump, charging a man who said he had been tasked by a foreign government official before this week's election with planning the assassination of the Republican president-elect. Every inch of New Jersey is under some type of drought designation, and about 20% of the state is in the extreme drought category. State climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers says New Jersey should see rain at the tail end of this weekend, but it's not enough.
That's not going to alleviate the situation in whole. It's not going to start filling up the reservoirs. However, it could be very useful in reducing, at least for the short term, reducing the fire danger.
New Jersey will hold a drought public hearing on Tuesday to discuss possible next steps. New Jersey firefighters are working on multiple wildfires today as our dry conditions continue. Jeremy Weber with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says since November, they've had to tend to more than 100 wildfires.
Crews are obviously getting tired because they've been running, but we will continue to do our job the best we can.
The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the blaze in the Ocean County community of Jackson is 80% contained and has burned about 350 acres in Burlington and Camden counties. Forest fire impacting areas in Evesham and Voorhees townships with 104 structures threatened and 360 acres burned. That fire is 75% contained. Crews are also on the scene of a fire in the Glassboro Wildlife Management Area in Gloucester County. Plus, there's the Palisades Parkway wildfire that broke out this morning, affecting nearly 40 acres and is 30% contained. NJ Transit will be honoring New Jersey servicemen and women this Veterans Day, which is Monday. The free ride is available to all active and retired military personnel with their ID on hand, rail, bus, or light rail services. All included in next week's offer. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Consumer sentiment is at its highest level in 6 months. The University of Michigan's early reading for November rose for the fourth straight month as the expectations index surged to its highest level since 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 259 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. For tonight, clear skies, lows generally in the 40s, and the northwest hills will slip back into the 30s. Tomorrow, a cooler day despite a good amount of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 50s. For tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, still chilly. Temperatures falling back into the lower 30s in the northwest hills to the middle 40s at the shore. See increasing in clouds for Sunday, though dry through much of the day. Highs generally in the mid to upper 50s, but we are watching for some showers arriving towards the evening with steadier rain possible into Sunday night. And as we head into early next week, perhaps a shower to start off Veterans Day on Monday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 60s then by the afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Newark and Edison are both 64 degrees, Mount Holly 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood, or you can do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a MyLowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals on holiday decor, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.